When a leader playing at the highest level talks about leveraging his or her time, I'm all ears. Hey, welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. And today, my aha moment had to do with better leveraging my time. I know, what's new? Most of us have been to enough workshops, we've read enough blogs and books, and seen enough videos to think, I've heard it all. And perhaps you have, but then maybe not, or maybe this will hit you like it did me. I mean, I hadn't really thought of it that way before. So here's my aha moment. The highest increase with respect to your ROYT, that's your return on your time, is not process, not organization, not money. It's people. Stay with me because this is good. The thought comes from Ram Charan's The High Potential Leader, How to Grow Fast, Take on New Responsibilities, and Make an Impact. This is the second of Charan's book I've lined up in my queue. Two more await me, What the CEO Wants You to Know, and Execution, The Discipline to Getting Things Done, which he co-wrote with Larry Bossidy. Ram Charan makes me think. Now, Charan's book is divided into three parts. Pretty simple. Part one explores five essential skills for high potential leaders. Part two addresses how you and I can take charge of our growth. And part three looks at how to care for and feed the high potential leaders in our organizations. Charan piqued my curiosity today when he put increase the return on your time as the number one essential skill for high potential leaders, what he calls hypos. But he wasn't thinking the way that many people do, you know, like get more savvy with how you manage email, find a hard charging personal assistant, or even, as I have written, capture the essential blocks of time you need every day to be at your leadership best. No, here's what he said. You increase your return on your time in proportion to the way you hire, develop, and promote the best people. And he said, as you get more comfortable identifying and working with people who are better than you and putting those folks in places where they will shine, you're going to maximize your time by increasing both your capacity and your capability. And then he tells about the time he interviewed a former student, by the way, whom he had given a very poor grade, but who turned out to be an incredibly effective CEO of a very large company. And when Charan reached out to his former student, the man very graciously invited him to dinner. Charan said, I asked him certain questions like, how is he able to move up so quickly? And what might up-and-coming leaders learn from his success? And he said the man was initially pensive, but then he replied with the following.
When I left school, it became clear to me that the most important resource I had was time. I decided that I had to somehow create more time within the day. I thought about what would free me up the most, and I came up with three things. First, I had to become really good at hiring the right people and putting them in the right jobs. Second, if I saw that somebody wasn't up to the job, I had to move them out quickly. When I paid more attention to those things, I saw a difference in how much time I had. Third, I started planning 6 months ahead of time what I would no longer do, the things I would pass on to others. I decided who would take them over and what would have to happen to get that person ready. My former student understood that your highest leverage is not process, organization, or money. It's people. Every task, from creating a strategy to implementing a marketing plan, depends on the quality of the people responsible for it. Yet, leaders consistently fall short when it comes to hiring, developing, and promoting the best people for the work at hand, for a variety of reasons. They get preoccupied with matters that seem more pressing at the time, or they pick people they're comfortable with without considering others who may be better suited to the job. Or they settle for the best person available without expanding or extending the search. It takes a deep personal commitment to devote the time and energy to ensure that you have the very best person in each of the jobs you oversee.
Every task, from creating a strategy to implementing a marketing plan, depends on the quality of the people responsible for it. Yet leaders consistently fall short when it comes to hiring, developing, and promoting the best people. That's good. Of course, most of us, we're going to ask the question, well, how do you do that? And what he does is devote an entire chapter as to how we multiply the energy and skills of those around us. And that is worth the price of the book just by itself. Quickly, six things he says. Number one, identify a person's God-given talent. Number two, build other people's strengths. Number three, make necessary changes quickly. In other words, when someone isn't working out, remove them from that position and put them in a place where they shine and find someone who can do the job better. Number four, manage the intersections. Number five, lead the dialogue. And number six, be a social architect. Now, obviously, you'd have to read the chapter to understand number four, five, and six. Read it. It's well worth your time. My intention is not so much to go into those six aspects of how we do it. That's why we buy the book. But I did want to camp out for just a moment on something his former student, now effective CEO, Sid, with respect to how he uses his time. And he said this, I think 6 months out to determine what I'm no longer going to do. In other words, what am I going to pass on? Who's going to take it on? And what am I going to have to do to make that possible? That, in my mind, is brilliant. I wrote that down in my journal, and I'm taking time to put that principle into action. So, you increase your return on time by leveraging the multipliers, the people that enable you to accomplish more. And you do that not by dumping things their way, but by investing in them and helping them win. Well, that's my aha moment on my walk with Ram Charan and the High Potential Leader. Now, what will you do with that thought on your walk through life?